In opening remarks at the summit, the outgoing chair of the AU, Ethiopian Prime Minister Hailemariam Desalegn, said issues of peace and security have been a major preoccupation of the AU in the past year. He put particular emphasis on the crises in South Sudan and the CAR.
We need to find urgent solutions to rescue these two sisterly countries from falling into the abyss. Failure to do so will have serious implications for peace and security in the region, and indeed the whole continent.
Mr. Hailemariam urged both sides in South Sudan's conflict to find a political solution to the crisis, saying the problem cannot be resolved through the barrel of the gun. A ceasefire deal signed by representatives of South Sudan's government and the rebels last week has been threatened by reports of continued fighting. Turning to the Central African Republic, the Ethiopian Prime Minister called for urgent action to avoid the further escalation of violence in the country between Muslims and Christians.
The situation in Central African Republic remains a matter of concern, particularly the senseless violence that has taken a heavy toll on the civilian population.
On Saturday, the AU will host a donors' conference in Addis Ababa to raise money for the African-led peacekeeping force in the CAR. Mr. Hailemariam is ending his one-year term in the rotating chairmanship of the AU. He is being succeeded by the president of Mauritania, Mohamed Ould Abdel Aziz. The summit has also welcomed back Madagascar to the AU following its peaceful presidential elections in December. Gabe Joselo, VOA News, Addis Ababa.